What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 78 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren, and today on this Level Up Thursday, we're going to be discussing overcoming a plateau.
Yeah, to be completely honest with you guys, we have no idea if we're getting these episode numbers right this week. We've been all over the place, but we think we're on episode, what, 79?
78.
78. Nice. So we'll check after this and see if that is actually correct. But yeah, today we're going to be talking about getting plateaued, and this doesn't only go for weight loss. It can also go for trying to gain muscle, trying to gain weight. It can definitely happen both ways.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. Plateaus are something that every single person experiences. I've experienced them. Lauren's experienced them. But it's not something that, you know, you plateau and guess what? This is your body's limit forever. Of course, everyone has that limit at some point, but I promise you 99.9% of people have not reached that.
Yeah, so essentially a plateau is, say, you're in a weight loss journey, you're trying to lose weight, and your body stops losing weight now. You're not in a plateau if your body stops losing weight for 1 week, 2 weeks, maybe even 4 weeks. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of a breakthrough. So don't make any emotional decisions if you just have gone 1 week without making progress, because, you know, it's not always going to be linear. I just was talking to a client about this.
Yeah, and especially if you weigh in just like once a week, like you check in, you check your weight once a week, then it's even harder to tell if you're actually plateaued or not, because your average weight could be going down if you weighed in daily instead. But because you weigh in once a week, it looks like you're plateaued when in reality you're not. And that's why you need to give yourself time and not make super rash decisions. And especially because if you do start dropping calories too fast or whatever you need to do to break this, whatever you think you need to do to break this plateau, then that's when you can actually slow down your overall progress or limit the progress you're going to make in that phase.
Exactly. So overall, why do plateaus even happen?
Plateaus can happen for a ton of different reasons. Typically, though, it's going to be related to fatigue, stress in some way. That's going to be the most common cause. When it comes to weight loss, sometimes it's just your body's adjusted to your energy expenditure and the amount of calories you were getting in, and it's just time to drop them. But those are usually the two most likely options.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, with your metabolism, there's no one size fits all calorie deficit number, even just for yourself, that is going to work all the time. Maybe starting prep, right now 2700 calories is my current calorie deficit, whereas at the end of prep, if I ate 2700 calories, that would be an extreme surplus for me. So your body can really adapt to so many things. Yeah. I wish that we could just use one number for our calorie deficit and that our bodies would just keep responding to it. But realistically, unfortunately, that is not how it works.
Yeah, that's where the people who are like fucking idiots come into play, when they're like, oh, well, this girl was eating 1,200 calories and lost 50 pounds. That means this girl was the same weight as her and same height. That means she should be able to eat 1,200 calories and lose 50 pounds. But that's just not actually the case at all. There are so many articles on PubMed about metabolic adaptation, thermogenic adaptation. You can also get REDS as well, which is just basically just hyper fucking fatigue. There's a lot of things that can cause you to not be able to make the progress you want.
Exactly. And even looking at all of these factors, the biggest one that comes into play is what you've been doing previously, your previous eating habits. It is so huge. So with where your metabolism is actually at, just your daily eating habits, even if you don't feel like you're very structured, it's going to average out somewhere. So, okay, well, how many calories did I eat within this past week? Well, did I maintain weight at this? Well, then whatever your calories average out to, that is your current maintenance calories.
Exactly. And that's always so important to look at, because when someone's like, oh, I'm plateaued, you could be plateaued. And this is what we'll definitely see a lot with a lot of the young women who come to us, especially. They'll just typically, we have a lot of college students or post-grad students, and they're going to skip breakfast. They're going to eat a salad for lunch. And then they're just going to have like a protein shake and something for dinner. And they're eating like 1,100 calories in the day. And of course, then guess what? They want to lose weight. You can't eat even less than you're already doing, so you're going to be plateaued.
Yeah, exactly. So before we get into how to overcome a plateau, we need to first tell you guys how to know if you're actually in a plateau. So when it comes to losing weight, I would say if you go 3 to 4 weeks making zero progress, I would say it's pretty safe to assume you're in a plateau if you have been absolutely nailing your protocol every single day. You cannot say you're in a plateau if you've been going off plan, eating extra calories here and there, snacking, not hitting your steps. Doesn't count.
If you went out to the bar with your friends and got drunk and got Taco Bell over the week, you're going to be weighing heavier for that week. So that doesn't mean you're in a plateau. If anything, if you cheated on your diet and then you were still maintaining weight, that means probably if you stick to it, you're going to actually be lighter.
Exactly. So it can be very difficult to assume that you're in a plateau if you're not someone who is very consistent with your plan. Then you're going to be constantly saying, oh, I'm in a plateau, I need to drop my calories, and then just keep repeating the cycle, go out on the weekends, binge eat. And then it's eventually just going to put you into a binge restrict cycle, and the cycle, it's a brutal cycle. You don't want to get there.
Exactly. And we definitely both have clients where they won't lose weight for a week and they're like, oh my God, I was crying because I didn't lose weight this week. And the reality is, like, that's just how it's going to go. Yes. If you see anyone's weight loss, it is not linear. And that's something you need to hammer into your head. Weight loss isn't linear. Your strength progression in the gym isn't linear. Weight gain isn't linear. You have to just be consistent and check your boxes, and you're going to get the results you want.
Exactly. That's what set the people apart that can only lose 10 pounds versus people that can make a lot more progress, because the weight loss is never going to be completely linear. It might even go up some weeks. Mm-hmm. It is completely normal. It is completely to be expected. And what's going to keep progressing you forward is, even if you have a bad week, you gain a pound, just keep going, keep checking off the boxes, and don't try to be making up for anything.
100%, 100%. So when it comes to fixing a plateau, I want us to cover a cut and a bulk. We can just cover one at a time. So first, a cut. So Lauren, in a cut, I'm trying to lose weight and I'm just plateaued. It's been 4 weeks. I've checked all my boxes. I've made no progress. If I'm coming to you as my coach, what are you going to have me do?
Yeah, so if it's been 4 weeks, like, we're completely sure that you are in a plateau, it really does depend, you know, what type of phase that we're in. If we're in a contest prep, obviously going into something like a reverse diet is not an option. So if you are realistically in a plateau, first off, you might just need to be dropping those calories. But if calories are already super, super, super low, there are a couple tools that can be implemented, something like a diet break, a refeed. And sometimes these can just relieve a lot of stress from your body, kind of bringing back up to that maintenance and actually give your body kind of that boost it needs to keep pushing forward. So trying something like a diet break, a refeed, maybe bringing yourself up for maintenance for a little bit might actually help you a lot. And, you know, if you're not in something like a competition prep, you're just a lifestyle client who's very plateaued in a pretty deep deficit already, it's probably time to just go into that reverse diet, because unfortunately, you can't just push a calorie deficit forever. You have to have breaks. You have to have reverse diets. Your metabolism will just keep adapting, and you can't just keep pushing lower and lower forever.
This is exactly why it's so important that you give yourself ample time to prep. Of course, some people are going to be able to go into prep super conditioned already, and they're not going to have much weight to lose. But most people, let's say the average person needs to lose 20, 25 pounds to get stage lean, who's going into a prep. You want to at least have like 24 weeks of prepping to make sure you can lose that weight, because you're bound to plateau at some point, and you want to be able to have that cushion where you can implement something like a diet break or a refeed. And refeeds, diet breaks are so, so, so helpful, especially for women when it comes to their hormone health. There are multiple studies that show 3+ days bringing your calories back up can really, really help with a woman's hormone health.
Yeah, I definitely love the idea of either longer diet breaks or like refeeds that are more like 36 to 72 hours, actually pushing a little bit more time. I find that it's a lot more successful versus doing like a 12-hour diet break or a 24-hour diet break or just like a one-set refeed. I find that doing them a little bit longer actually does provide a lot more benefit.
Yeah, and they feel so much better afterwards as well. And the thing is, also, when it comes to plateauing, sometimes, especially if it's a contest prep, it can be your fucking fault when you're getting really lean and you just get lazier. So your knee goes down. You're really making sure you're parking as close to the, you know, store as possible in the parking lot. You want to watch TV, but instead of getting up to pick up the remote, you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to sit here. And you're just moving less. You're making like lazier decisions because you have such low energy. But then that means your body's actually burning less calories every single day than it was typically. So that's something where a diet break or a longer refeed can help give you some more energy. And not only is it going to help your body start operating better, but it's going to give you that energy to actually start moving more too and burning those calories again.
Yeah, exactly. So say somebody was in more of an improvement season, they're trying to grow some muscle and, you know, the weight stops going up, calories are just so high, just feeling gross all the time. How would you recommend someone overcome that?
If they're feeling like gross, they don't like what they see in the mirror, their appetite's bad, I would say we would mini cut, because then we can help improve their body composition, help reset appetite. A mini cut is, everyone's familiar with what a cut is, but a mini cut is usually 6 to 8 weeks. It's a shorter time frame where you just push calories down a little more aggressively. And this is just giving, you know, the client, the athlete, time to let their body improve and body composition and help them fix their metabolism. And then you'd start building back up from there. If, for example, their weight isn't ridiculously high, they're just kind of stuck, their physique's solid, then I would say a mini cut isn't something you would need to do. More likely than not, your body's just too stressed. It could be from overtraining. And in that case, you would implement something like a deload to see if just reducing stress on the body is going to help them start progressing.
Yeah, you could also kind of do a little bit of a maintenance week just like you would do in a deficit. Eat a little bit less food. This is actually a great tool to utilize while you're doing a deload week. You know, bring your training down, bring your food down to maintenance as well, and just kind of cruise for the week, relieve as much stress as possible, really prioritize stress management. Because overall, your mental health does also play a huge impact in your appetite and the ability to keep pushing food higher, because this goes both ways. Like in a deficit, you can't keep pushing food down forever. And in a surplus, obviously, you can't just keep pushing food up forever. So it's important to have these tools to utilize when something does get a little bit too extreme.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a reason I am a fan of high and low days, low days on non-training days, high days on training days, because then when you do take that deload, boom, you already have your low, you're just going to have straight low days. And also this can actually help you keep your hunger for a little bit longer, help maintain a better body composition longer, because you are having these couple low days a week in there, and it's going to keep your relationship with food better longer. So that's definitely something you can implement as well.
Yep, exactly. Well, if you guys are struggling with a plateau or ever do in the future, I hope this episode brings you some value.
Awesome, guys. Peace.